Задание 1. Вы услышите 6 высказываний. Установите соответствие между высказываниями каждого говорящего AF и утверждениями, данными в списке 1.7. Используйте каждое утверждение, обозначенное соответствующей цифрой, только один раз. В задании есть одно лишнее утверждение. Вы услышите запись 2. Занесите свои ответы в таблицу. У вас есть 20 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданием.
Now we are ready to start. Speaker A. I got interested in talismans when I read the book The Lucky One by Nicholas Sparks. In it, a man finds a picture of a beautiful girl in a desert in Iraq, and he believes the photo is the reason why he survives the war. Then, he finds a lady to pay her back, and they fall in love. It's a touching story, really. I haven't found my own talisman yet, but the book has taught me one important thing. You must be grateful to your charm if it brings you luck. Speaker B.
Believe it or not, but I do have a talisman. It's an old coin my uncle presented to me ages ago. He said it should bring me luck on tests and exams. And you know what? It does. I didn't take it seriously at first, but I took the coin with me when I had an important test I wasn't sure I could pass, and I did. The coin doesn't help me in any other situations, but when I sit for exams, it's always in my pocket and it works magic.
Speaker C.
My mom says talismans are important, and these things can really protect the household. She is very into feng shui, and we have special charms in every room of our house. Some of them are to bring money or to attract good guests or nice dreams. I don't believe it works in any way, but I respect my mom's passion for talismans and never contradict her. Neither does my dad. After all, it doesn't do any harm and mom is happy.
Speaker D.
In my class, all the girls have charms. Some of them are on their bracelets and they exchange them from time to time. As for me, I think it's kind of stupid. If it's a real talisman, you shouldn't show it to anyone, otherwise it'll stop helping you. But anyone can see your bracelet. Besides, if you give your charm to another person, you give them your luck as well. If you have a talisman, keep silent about it. Don't show it off in public. Keep it away from people.
Speaker E.
I don't believe in charms. I believe it's somewhat naive to think a coin or a toy or a piece of jewelry can bring you luck. If you are diligent enough, you won't need the thing people call luck. Life will reward you anyway, and you'll get what you deserve in the end. I think with charms, people try to escape putting enough effort into their everyday working routine, but no one will do your job for you. So I guess charms are useless and even bad.
Speaker F.
I don't know if talismans work or not, but I guess they can if they are authentic. A true talisman must be old. I don't understand people who go to a gift shop and buy a statue of, say, a frog, and think it'll bring them money or luck. Gift shops with charms are just a business, and I find it strange so many people believe a mass-market statue for a couple of pounds will really help them. Maybe the government should forbid businesses like these gift shops.
You have 15 seconds to complete the task. Now you will hear the texts again. Speaker A.
I got interested in talismans when I read the book The Lucky One by Nicholas Sparks. In it, a man finds a picture of a beautiful girl in a desert in Iraq, and he believes the photo is the reason why he survives the war. Then he finds the lady to pay her back, and they fall in love. It's a touching story, really. I haven't found my own talisman yet, but the book has taught me one important thing. You must be grateful to your charm if it brings you luck.
Speaker B.
Believe it or not, but I do have a talisman. It's an old coin my uncle presented to me ages ago. He said it should bring me luck on tests and exams. And you know what? It does. I didn't take it seriously at first, but I took the coin with me when I had an important test I wasn't sure I could pass. And I did. The coin doesn't help me in any other situations, but when I sit for exams, it's always in my pocket and it works magic.
Speaker C.
My mom says talismans are important, and these things can really protect the household. She is very into feng shui, and we have special charms in every room of our house. Some of them are to bring money or to attract good guests or nice dreams. I don't believe it works in any way, but I respect my mom's passion for talismans and never contradict her. Neither does my dad. After all, it doesn't do any harm, and mom is happy.
Speaker D.
In my class, all the girls have charms. Some of them are on their bracelets, and they exchange them from time to time. As for me, I think it's kind of stupid. If it's a real talisman, you shouldn't show it to anyone, otherwise it'll stop helping you. But anyone can see your bracelet. Besides, if you give your charm to another person, you give them your luck as well. If you have a talisman, keep silent about it. Don't show it off in public. Keep it away from people.
Speaker E.
I don't believe in charms. I believe it's somewhat naive to think a coin or a toy or a piece of jewelry can bring you luck. If you are diligent enough, you won't need the thing people call luck. Life will reward you anyway, and you'll get what you deserve in the end. I think with charms, people try to escape putting enough effort into their everyday working routine, but no one will do your job for you. So I guess charms are useless and even bad.
Speaker F.
I don't know if talismans work or not, but I guess they can if they are authentic. A true talisman must be old. I don't understand people who go to a gift shop and buy a statue of, say, a frog, and think it'll bring them money or luck. Gift shops with charms are just a business, and I find it strange so many people believe a mass-market statue for a couple of pounds will really help them. Maybe the government should forbid businesses like these gift shops.
This is the end of the task. You now have 15 seconds to check your answers.